When we have a fear that stops us from doing something, that stops us from moving in the direction we would like to go or the direction that we believe we could go, we sabotage opportunity. We sabotage who we could be, what we could be. I work on this with clients all the time. I'll use some sport examples to make things even more clear. Self-sabotage is this idea where we have a negative thought, a negative assumption about the future. And this thought is not necessarily rooted in reality. I'm not good enough. I'm not fast enough. I'm not smart enough. I can't do that. Oh, the outcomes are going to be terrible and the end of the world, so I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to elect not to move in the direction that I genuinely want to go because of this fear or this uncertainty. I'm sabotaging what could be. I'm sabotaging what I could become. Now, how do we combat that? Here is one tactic that I use with clients all the time. I say, tell me the story when things don't go well. Because often what we do is we have a fear and then we stop. We have an uncertainty and then we stop the story there. We don't finish that tale. We don't finish that narrative. I say, tell me worst case scenario. Again, I said I would use a sporting example. The puck is on your stick as a hockey player. You're coming down the ice and your teammate's right beside you. But part of you can see the hole where you could shoot and you could score. But then you have that thought that says, you're not good enough to put the puck there. And so instead of shooting where you believe and you know you could actually put it, you pass that puck to your teammate. You sabotage that opportunity to shoot the puck and do what you deep down believe you could do because of the fear of the outcome. And I would work with a client and say, okay, tell me worst case scenario. Well, I didn't want to miss and not score because we needed that goal and I haven't scored in a long time and I didn't want the coach to get mad at me. Let's go through that narrative. You shoot the puck. Okay, I miss. What happens? I go back to the bench. What happens? Coach is upset. Tell me more. Coach is upset. I feel bad that I didn't score for the team. Let's keep going. Now what we're doing is we're changing our relationship with that fear. We're changing the relationship with the potential outcomes and decreasing the power they have over us. Subsequently, we're starting to accept these negative potential outcomes as part of the journey. We're also accepting them in a way that they're not really going to slow us down. They're not going to have the effect over us that we assume they would when those thoughts first pop into our mind. So we're changing our relationship with the fear, we're changing the power they have over us, and we're becoming more familiar with these negative outcomes. So now let's retell the story. We get that puck on our stick. It's a 2-on-1. I see the hole where I could shoot that puck. I see my teammate. I see the opportunity. There's a chance I could miss, but I already know what's gonna happen. I get back to the bench, people are upset, the sun comes up tomorrow, and we're back at it, and I'm still moving in the direction that I want to go. Now I'm in control. Now I'm going to decide to take that chance, to take on the opportunity, because that's truly the direction that I want to go. And it's a direction that deep down, behind that fear, I believe I can go. So now we don't sabotage that beautiful opportunity. This could be seen in applying for a job. It could be seen, of course, in sports, in academics, in social settings. Well, I'm not going to go talk to that person because I can't do that. And I don't think they're going to talk to me and they're not going to like me. Let's talk about it. Let's go worst case. Let's get through that narrative, come back to the moment, take advantage of it, and be the person that we want to be and move in the direction that we want to go. Thank you so much for listening. As always, comments, feedback, stories of your own, leave them in the comments. Talk soon.